Time for the Main Street Beat on WEOL in partnership with the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And today we are joined by Main Street Vermilion. We have Mary Lou Susco on the line. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Getting to the warmer weather where people start thinking about coming to Vermilion, right?
Oh, my gosh. They're here, and it's wonderful to see the streets filled up with visitors. It's just always, summer is always great in Vermilion. Year-round is good, too, but summer, perfect.
Absolutely, and a lot of things going on, and of course, Main Street Vermilion, a big part of the things going on, and maybe things that they see or don't see that they aren't aware of that you're involved with. Like one of the things I was looking up was In Bloom, Vermilion in Bloom.
So oh yeah,
you're involved with a lot of the flowers and the foliage then.
Yeah, so we see a lot of visitors coming to town just to look at the flowers that are popping up all over town, and the hanging baskets is another thing that people always comment about. So this is the work of a Main Street program called Vermilion in Bloom. This year they hung over 160 hanging baskets, planted thousands of flowers, over 2,000 flowers in all the beds down here in downtown. But what's really even more amazing about this is that they water them every single day. There are watering crews that go out, volunteer watering crews that go out and make sure that all the plants get a drink, and they bloom all the way until we take them down, usually right after Woolly Bear.
Yeah, you don't realize that, especially when you go to different places, when people come out and they think, wow, look at these beautiful flowers. And you realize, yeah, there's that watering and that care and the weeding. You want to make sure that the flowers have the best advantage. And
yes, and the beauty of it is, and I think that you'll see this in other communities too, this is all volunteer help. So this is not the city. The city works with us on this, certainly. They provide all the water, but the people that get out there at 6 in the morning to start watering, they're all volunteers. They do a great job.
Right.
And they've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Wow. Well, it's kind of nice to see the nature and the colors that come at this time of the year. But you have a lot of color throughout the year with your Vermilion Arts Guild as well, right?
Yes. So Arts Guild is another program of Main Street. And again, they've been with us for 20 years. So right now, the gallery, the Arts Guild gallery, is filled with paintings that represent spring in Vermilion. Pretty soon they'll be changing it all out to summer items, but what you'll find are paintings and photographs and pottery and jewelry, especially beach glass jewelry. That is the signature jewelry of Vermilion. You're an official Vermilion person if you're wearing some beach glass jewelry, because our beaches are the place to harvest beach glass jewelry, and our artists make some incredible pieces.
Have you ever gone out looking for beach glass? Is that
all the time? My husband has something to say about that too, because our house is filled with jars and jars of beach glass. It's kind of like it becomes a habit that quickly turns into an addiction. Looking for beach glass.
I was going to say, you're probably always looking for the better piece or something.
Always.
And it's all unique and it's individual, like snowflakes.
Yep. It is. You're looking for, when you come to Vermilion, any of our beaches feature beach glass, so you're looking for a couple of things. You're looking for glass that has been well worn by the sand, so it has that nice, scratchy, dull finish on it. If you're a beach glass collector, you know that when you find blue or red pieces, those are very rare, and people get very excited about those. The other thing that people look for on our beaches that's a really pleasant hunt is for lucky stones. So I don't know if a lot of people know what lucky stones are, but they are actually a bone out of sheep head or carp here that live in Lake Erie, and they're part of their hearing system. So it's a little round stone, and it's called a lucky stone because if you look really closely, there's an L kind of carved into the stone. Hmm. And we make jewelry out of that as well here.
Wow, very creative folks that you have there. What is this postcard project that you recently have been involved with?
So our postcard project is part of our newest program called Public Art Vermilion. And Public Art Vermilion is all about bringing elements of art to Vermilion in public spaces. Postcard project started in 2019. We recreated 15 postcards, and our artists that worked with us, Mike Secletar and Brian Goodwin, created oversized vintage postcards that we have a walking tour, actually. If you come into Main Street, we have a guide here that will take you from postcard to postcard. But it's all about Vermilion, kind of honoring Vermilion as a destination and vacation land, which is what we've been since the beginning of Vermilion. By virtue of the lake, we're where people want to come to enjoy the lake, the scenery, the sunsets, the lighthouse, and a lot of this is depicted in the postcards that we have up.
Talking this morning with Mario Lucesco of Main Street Vermilion. What activities or events you have coming up that you might want to spotlight for people?
Well, we have a lot coming up. So in July 16th, we have All Washed Up, which is a driftwood art contest. This will be our fourth year for this event. And everybody is welcome to not only come and visit, but come to participate. All you have to do is pick up driftwood or whatever washes up on the beaches and create something amazing out of it. So I'll give you our website, mainstreetvermilion.org. If you look in events, all of our events have pictures of past events, so you can see what we experienced last year. And it changes all the time because art changes all the time. So you never know what people are going to make out of driftwood. That's a lot of fun.
I've been looking at some. They made a lion out of driftwood. It was like a
beautiful. Oh, the lion? No, that was not ours. Oh, okay. But people have made eagles, huge sculptures. We've had chairs. We've had carvings of dancers. There's, you can't even imagine all of the different things people will make.
Well, the price is right for the material.
It is.
Isn't it? Isn't that great?
And the city loves it when we clean up our beaches from driftwood.
Oh, I see. So, there's another motive
for that.
And I know you have Dancing on the Docks as well as another.
Dancing on the Docks is our Port Authority event. We're happy to partner with our Port Authority mm-hmm. to promote this event. But that's an event that they've been conducting for quite a few years. And if you get a chance, come to Vermilion, because that is down at the South Street Boat Ramp. It's kind of a natural amphitheater, so you could sit on the hill and listen to the band, or you can bring your lounge chair and sit and listen and bring your own snacks. And the Swing City Big Band is there, and they are fabulous. It's all of the old torch songs, you know, that we love to hear, and the band plays all of that music. There's some singing, and if you want to dance, we always encourage that as well.
That's good.
It's free.
Yeah, well, absolutely, too. Are you involved in that Vetmillion, the Corvettes that come? They have a...
No, but actually, Vetmillion is... I'm not a car person, but I'm going to tell you, I love Vetmillion. Vetmillion is part of the Lakeshore Corvette Club. So they assemble all of their members and any Corvette lovers from around, and they bring hundreds of Corvettes here, from brand new to vintage. And the vintage Corvettes are my favorite. They're just beautifully restored, well taken care of, and it's a whole afternoon of people just coming to see these very cool cars. Also going on at the same time is our Market in the Park. So Market in the Park is quality craftsmen and seasonal products. And this year we have more vendors than we've ever had before. So that is happening all around Vetmillion as well. There's a pancake breakfast that morning from 8 to 11 at the old firehouse, which is adjacent to the grounds where everything is happening. That's sponsored by our Vermilion Rotary. So, you know, we encourage people to come and enjoy the cars, the food, the crafts, the pancake breakfast, and just stay in Vermilion a little longer and wander down to the beach.
Right. Again, Mary Lou Susco from Main Street Vermilion. What you kind of also help out the businesses, let them know kind of what's happening, help promote the different businesses on Vermilion as well, right?
We do. You know, our businesses are what helps define Vermilion. We have a lot of really wonderful businesses downtown, a lot of friendly business owners. I think you'll find that out when you come and shop here. We have restaurants and bars, and we have outdoor seating. We have beautiful parks. We have a lot of reasons to come to Vermilion. So, we have new stores downtown this summer when you come. So right now our newest store is called Threads, which is a clothing boutique. beautiful clothing for everybody in your family. Another new store is Dogs and Cats on, Tales of Vermilion. And we have they're a pet store right here in Vermilion for pet outfitters, actually. So if you're an active person and your dog goes with you hiking and all kinds of places, they have all of what you need to make that happen. So additionally, we're going to be getting a new wine store sometime this summer. They're working on renovating that right now. Come down. It's a great way to spend a morning just exploring what's here in downtown. I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Yep, and it's always a fun time. Just even if you're there, you know you're close to the lake. You just take a moment and pause. And it's
absolutely.
Very, it's very
the
beautiful.
Lake is our biggest attraction. And every night comes with a sunset, and no one sunset is ever like another. So it's really, it's pretty special. We're pretty lucky.